Hogstuff Hour. I can't think anything that rhymes with Hoskins, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Orgies, brilliant! Orgies, hey! Orgies, brilliant! Nude people rioting, brilliant! Hey! Hey! Shoo! Hey! Hey! The one big thing I have is my penis. Hey! Shoo! Hey! Hey! Just pulled out from work. I was just trying to pass my boss. And he was waving at me frantically. Stop! Stop! Like SOS signal almost. Stop! Stop! I was like, whoa, what? And earlier today, I'd reversed next to this bush. And I'd parked like, so close to it. But when I shut the boot, I got up the bush in the car. So when I drove up, the bush came with me. So I've just been driving down the car park with a fucking bush dangling out of my boot. I put the window down to ask him what it was, and he couldn't speak, so he was laughing.
Eerst met over ongeloof.
Ongeloof is eigenlijk het juiste woord. Ongeloof is eigenlijk het juiste woord dat Rijke hier hanteert. Omdat dat was bij mij dus ook mijn eerste gewaarwording. Dat ik dacht, dat kan niet.
Excuseer, dames en heren. Dus, je probeert dan terug je toekomst.
Sorry, echt.
Je daar gemaakt. Eigenlijk neem je daar ook niet aan.
Plus het feit, als je met seks omgaat, is het niet alleen het fysieke dat telt, maar ook soms de lieve woordjes.
Today, news nugget, scientists find dinosaur, which, that's not amazing, but this dinosaur had a huge ass, and scientists are very excited about this. Now, I'm not really sure, what this tells us is that scientists are obviously ass men, rather than the breasts or legs. So it does tell us some kind of factual information. According to the reports, the dinosaur, the skin is intact, and it's just like seeing a dinosaur lying there. And this dinosaur has its head, well, it's in the the bloke described it as being in the crash position, so head between the legs. This could give us some indication of why the dinosaurs became extinct.
What the fuck is that? Thing, yeah! Whoa! You see a lesbian on telly, you think, yeah! Whoa! I'd like a bit of that. You see a lesbian in real life, you go, whoa! Was that a man? What the fuck is... what's that? Whoa, she's definitely a lesbian. Look at her. Eh? Never say she's definitely a lesbian. Look at her to a really good-looking girl. Yeah, no! My mate was chatting with me, and he said he got a new girlfriend. And he said that it's a bit of a shock, because her fanny, you know, felt different. I said, that's the thing about fannies, they're all different. They've got their own personalities, or fananalities, if you'd prefer to call them by their scientific name. They're different, they have different characteristics, different areas, different, you know, the geography is different, the depth, the width, the juiciness, each one is different. I imagine that the police could do a fanny print and easily identify different women by that, but it'd be a bit embarrassing, so they just use probably the finger. Not up there, no, fingerprint. When I thought about this before I spoke, it's something completely different, dear. Okay, anyway, but, so they're different. I said, you have to get used to them. Get used to your your one, and maybe they have to use the different willies. I don't know about that side of the equation. I'm just not equipped to be an expert on all sides of the argument. It's not even an argument of the point of view. I said, you know, fannies are different. It's like putting on a different pair of trousers. You have to get used to them, how they, you know, kind of feel against your legs and your balls. You've got room to breathe and move. You know, you need to do a few lunges in them to really feel at home. You have to explore all of the hairy cavern. Although I wouldn't really, I mean, when I say they're like a pair of trousers, they're not. Women, I know you're not listening, but in case a woman accidentally listens to this, your fannies are not like a pair of trousers. Well, they've got two legs, trousers to begin with. Clearly, women's lady parts, the lady flower is not like trousers. I mean, there's two legs and a trousers to begin with. And if you had two on a lady, goodness, that would complicate things even more. And it's already a very complicated tunnel system they've got going. Don't introduce anything more to the equation. And it's not an equation. I was saying that, introduce it to the equation. You know, who the fuck was this who kept introducing things to equations? Some very boring person, that's who. Did nothing better to do. Do a Sudoku, you can't introduce anything more to that. That's funny, you talk, you know, and you can talk yourself into a bit of trouble sometimes. You start off waffling and then all of a sudden your words take you down to a dark alley. In this case, the dark alley of all time. And then you're like, oh no, what am I doing? I'm comparing women's lady parts to trousers. I'm turning back, and you turn back, and there your words are. Where are you going? You try and barge by them. Go on, let me out. Let me wait. No, you said this. Before you know, you're trapped under a pile of trousers and fannies and fits like a glove. I didn't even mention that. I'm not going to, because it's rude and horrible. It does remind me of the joke with a dog with five dicks. He put on a condom, fitted just like a glove. Hey, I'll leave you on that high point. Worst superhero. The worst superhero idea. With a tiny dick that fires lethal jizz bolts. I can't even think of a name for him. Needle dick, there you go. How can he be that effective with him shuffling down the street, furiously whacking himself off in order to get the jizz bolts ready? Been listening to the little wang 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 socks that are Americans. I can't say that. Yeah. Too late now. Anyway, I've been listening to the Americans, and they're at the moment, Obama's saying, hey, why not, let's have a health service for everyone, for the rich and the poor. Why don't we do that, everyone? And I don't really know the reasons why they dislike it so much, but they're all saying now, oh, no way, man, don't, we're not going, look at the English have that kind of health system, and look at their teeth. Look at their teeth. What the fuck? Sorry, what? Again, no, man, Obama's like, he's like Hitler. He's trying to take over the whole of America, and he's a
Nazi.
That's what he's trying to do here. We're not going to have it. So it's like, what? Hitler? His aim was to try and give kind of nationalised healthcare to everyone. That's what those two world wars were about, was it? He was just trying to make a nationalised health service so that it wasn't just the rich who got treated when they were ill. Sure, at least. Doesn't sound that bad a bloke anymore, does he? I mean, his methods might have been extreme, to quote Bernie Eccleston. Dickhead. Good old Americans, you know,
wave.
And this dude came on, he said, well, the Americans actually, per head, at the moment, their government's spending twice as much as you do in England anyway, so we don't really understand what's going on. And he's just saying that the costs of insurance are fucking massive as well, so, lovely. Go America.
USA.
I have to say, I can't ever be asked to go out and campaign and complain with a placard. All that effort to bloody put a little sign on a stick. And, you know, the people who are making the decisions, they go, oh, look at that stick. It's got a sign on it. Oh, wait a minute. Stop doing that. All right, so everyone, stop. There's a person with a stick.
and a little message on it. Stop it now. Come on. Put that GM food down. Bloody stick man is outside with a message. Come on now, you lot. They mean business. They've gone through a lot of effort there. Now the fella's made a banner. He's got a t-shirt. You know, this is extreme. They're not going to stop.
Brilliant! What a way of life. You've got women, naked women, protesting that you've got your clothes on. Fucking brilliant! Woohoo! Alright, I'll get naked! Yay! Woohoo!
I like this sun story. Dopey, tattoo, error. You can even swap those around. Error, dopey, tattoo. Tattoo, dopey, error. They all work. That's the beauty of a good one. A good headline. The key to good headline is not a trouble. Now, when we read the Sun or write in, you readers, sad bum, after you leave me some Deirdre for me to read out, obviously. You're always looking to blame the problems or the mess you're in on something. And this woman does straight it. Smoking cannabis has literally left its mark on me as a stupid tattoo on my shoulder. Tattoo on my shoulder. Tattoo on my shoulder. It was all cannabis's fault. It wasn't me. It was cannabis. I don't know how it lifted itself into my mouth and inhaled. I don't understand how that happened at all. Just build this one up quite well. I'm a 40-year-old woman and I have been married for 18 years and I'm a 17-year-old son. All thanks to cannabis. No. Last month I went to Lanzarote. Nice. Quality. With my son and two of his mates. What? You went to Lanzarote with your 17-year-old son and two of his mates. Instantly now, we're all going, what the fuck? And just hoping you did not have sex with any of them, especially your son. And then blame you on cannabis. My husband couldn't get the time off work. This doesn't mean you can do whatever you're going to do, okay? I just want you to know that. I ended up falling for one of the lads. Oh dear, I'm glad, I knew it. Bloody cannabis. Oh, I don't want to hear you smoking yet. One night, we all got high on pot, and I got a tattoo of this boy's name for a laugh. Now, I will admit, that is very funny. I will not concede that A is the fault of cannabis. And really, doing that for a laugh is not very funny, yet, as you have found out, I believe. I've managed to hide it from my husband so far, but he'll go mad when he sees it. What can I do? Chop your arm off. Get in shape, fucking big black something dragon. Get like an authentic Celtic tattoo band on your shoulder. Because that's what cool cats do, because they're all Celts at heart. We could say that's Celts, if I were to pronounce it correctly, which I don't all the time, because I just choose not to. I did it on purpose, not accidentally, fuck. Ask yourself, were you ready for romance? Has your marriage run out of steam? Ask your husband to go to a relate counselor. Why are you here? He'll be like, fuck off! Also, what's going on with the son? That's the son's mates. She's been lusting after her son's mates. How embarrassing for him would that be? His mates shagging his mum. Yeah, did this woman really dirty up the arse? Sorry, mate, she's mumming it. Sorry, I forgot. She sucked me like a hose pipe when I spun to that place. Sorry, it is your mum still, isn't it? Bloody hell, I really apologise. Just forget, I get excited, especially when she's put her finger on my ass. What? Oh, I'll play again. Yeah, we had a threesome. Oh, shit, that's too... Oh, all your mates are shaking your mum. Bloody cannabis. What's it playing at? How would you explain that to your husband, loving husband? That highly suspicious holiday I went to Lanzarote with our son and his mates. Yeah.
Well, there's a funny story, actually, about that. You're going to laugh. Oh, let me tell you. I thought you were smoking cannabis. Oh, you know what that's like? Woo! Crazy! And, for a laugh. I got a tattoo on one of his son's mates. Look at it! You want a divorce? What? That's a bit unreasonable. It was cannabis. The cannabis did it. I've just smoking some of the weed, and then I thought it'd be funny to get a tattoo of your son's mate's friend. I know it doesn't seem as funny now. You weren't there. You don't. We were all. No one else did it. But we were all. We all said we were going to do it. And then I went in and no one else did. But you can get a tattoo of one of his other mates if you want. You don't want. Okay. Would you like to change your name so that it would match you? No. You're not making this easy for me, are you? Check this out, please. Deirdre, of course, has got a fucking leaflet! Oh, yes! Not what to do if you get a tattoo of your son's mate after smoking cannabis for a laugh. The leaflet's not about that, actually. It's my free leaflets. Tattoo you hate? Question mark. Sounds like a fucking stonker, that one. A really good, a real good read. I must try and get that myself. Yeah, imagine if you wrote in, hey Deirdre, I was just wondering, have you got any leaflets? Fucking hell! Oh yeah, just 1 million. Have you got a leaflet on how to choose a leaflet of choice of 1 million? Oh, we better do that one then.
Bloody nudist colonies. I think in real life it's going to be full of fatties and hairies and horriblies. All the exact kind of people who should keep their clothes on. It'll be bloody infested, this colony, with these horrible, ugly people, I reckon. And they're the last people you want to see completely nude. Let alone leaping about and all sorts of terrible stuff like that. So to remember the U-shaped block, I have come up with a little dance. It's called Do the Gut Chop. And you make a U with your arms doing the gut chop. It's a bit like the cha-cha-cha, but you do it with your gut and do a U-shaped block. So you remember, do gut chop Maggie, U-shaped block. Do the gut chop. Do the gut chop. Do the gut chop. Whee! Fuck off! Whee! Take your clothes off! No! Fuck off! Whee! Punch these bloody naked women! I don't think these nudist colonies, whatever colony actually means... Whee! Fuck off! Whee! One of those statements you hear. Some bloke and he was a voracious reader. I just thought, you bastard. Ah, voracious reader. See, I'm a voracious, lazy bastard. And I voraciously lay on the couch, voraciously watching really shit TV. Or voraciously playing the computer. And then I have fucker all to show at the end of it, rather than this increased wealth and knowledge that the bastardy, voracious reader has. Unless he's reading like Mills and Boone or something. And just have an extensive knowledge of rubbish, porny romance novels. No, they always voraciously read some really clever shit as well. Bastards. Bastard, 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 that's what I say. Just voraciously lazy. No, you never read that, do you? He was voraciously lazy, and at every opportunity took the time to do absolutely fuck all. And could often be found watching films on TV, which he not only did he own on DVD, but he's seen at least 50 times. Never read that in the newspaper, do you? Nope. And you never get to read the mean bastards who no one liked. Come on, newspapers, goddammit, start printing the fucking truth. Letting these people get off too lightly. All the rest of the time, they're bloody writing about celebrities and fat bellies and shagging this or that, married, whatever. Never do you read about celebrities just being complete lazy bastards doing bugger all. That's what I want to read about. I want to read about people doing nothing. Really just wasting, sitting on their fat asses doing nothing. Nothing constructive or positive. That's what I want to read about.
Power is like the brother you never had. Small, annoying, but yet funny. Enjoy him as he enjoys you.
Come in, don't be afraid. Come with me, hold my hand, and together we shall skip into the hidden garden. And in that garden is a new world. A new world of comedy, of laughs and stand-up and jokes. What is this world, I hear you ask? It's Tosk's half hour, of course, you silly Billy.
Superhero. The worst superhero idea. Man with a tiny dick that fires lethal jizz bolts. I can't even think of a name for him. Needle dick, there you go. How can he be that effective with him shuffling down the street, furiously whacking himself off in order to get the jizz bolts ready?
The elephant says, here's a news nugget.
News nugget? Ah, oh, this is a beauty, Bruno! Clothed man sparks riot at orgy. Blood orgies. Well, clothed men, and I'm not so keen on the clothed men. Orgies. Well, clothed men, and I'm not so keen on the clothed men. Orgies. A man who refused to take his clothes off at a raunchy party has been blamed for a minor riot at an Australian nudist resort. Can you imagine how bloody good that sounds, hey? Nude people rioting. Brilliant! Hey! That sounds much better than bloody volleyball. People, just women, running around, jiggling about. Yes! Go on and riot, you little mothers. Woo! Beautiful! Police were called amid threats of violence and ordered the Brisbane man and his wife to leave the Anything Goes sex party. Well, anything but clothed men, of course. We're not having that, those disgusting perverts. It happened at the White Cockatoo. Hey, hey. Genius naming there. Near Port Douglas, Queensland, which is promoting a month of hedonism to boost sagging tourism figures. Although that sounds good, you really hope that they don't have similar types of advertising promotions in England. Could you imagine Blackpool having a month of hedonism sex parties? Oh, lordy B, no thank you, sir. Leave those bloody clothes on, you ugly buggers. Owner Tony Fox said the mini riot erupted when four naked female guests protested when confronted by the fully clothed man. What a way of life. You've got women, naked women, protesting that you've got your clothes on. Fucking brilliant! Woohoo! Alright, I'll get naked! Yay! Woohoo! In England, the opposite. They protest when you take your clothes off. They felt uncomfortable with him eyeing them up and asked to show some respect and take his clothes off. So imagine if four naked women said, listen, oi, you, take your clothes off. We're feeling a bit intimidated because we're all naked. And you think, well, hey, I might even get some action. This is great. This bloke, on the other hand, said he threatened to bash them. Then there was some argy-bargy and I ordered him off the premises. Take your clothes off. No, fuck off! Whee! Punch these bloody naked women! Deary me. Although these bloody nudists, I don't think these nudist colonies, whatever colony actually means, sounds like a load of ants to me, but these I don't think they actually like the 1960s cheeky carry-on film image that we have come to think. I think in real life it's going to be full of fatties and hairies and horriblies and all all the exact kind of people who should keep their clothes on. It'll be bloody infested, this colony, with these horrible, ugly people, I reckon. And they're the last people you want to see completely nude, let alone leaping about and all sorts of terrible stuff like that. Just like telly lesbians, you see a lesbian on telly, you think, yeah, woo, I'd like a bit of that. You see a lesbian in real life, you go, whoa, was that a man? What the fuck what's that? Whoa, she's definitely a lesbian, look at her. Hey, never say she's definitely a lesbian, look at her to a really good looking girl, do you? No, oh no sir, in real life, that doesn't quite happen that way. The one big thing I have is my penis. Hey! The big question I have about these nudist colonies, how the fuck? Because I always imagine it in summer, caravans maybe, and lots of naked people skipping about. How do they cook barbecues? I mean, naked bodies, spitting fat. Whoa, look out! You're going to get some little cheeky red marks. You get a few stingers there, sir. Hmm? Let alone penis dangling around in front of a barbecue. What have you just... Oh, eh? Sounds fucking painful. Painfully painful, in fact. You can't have a clothed person to come and cook, or there'll be a riot. You must have to have cold kind of salad buffet type things. That's why I'm not a nudist. I like my meat. I like it barbecued. Anally probe them a bit. Should we just beam a few up and anally probe them a bit? For fucking Lord knows what reason. Aliens would want to stick things up humans' bottoms. I mean, what the fucking hell are they hoping to find up there?
Gosh, I can't tell you what it feels like here. There's a kind of electricity, perhaps, in the atmosphere.
Got in! Oh, Flintoff!
Summer 2009.
England versus Australia.
The battle.
The ultimate test of a bowler.
Of a batsman.
Of a leader.
For the rivalry.
We're witnessing something fantastic. Just thrilling sport.
For the respect.
You do not become the best team in the world unless you fight to the very end.
One of the most thrilling games of cricket there's ever been.
For the passion. Go and fetch it. He's hit that like a rocket.
Say goodnight.
It's a huge, huge wicket for England. What a start for England.
For the pride.
Oh, he's so good. That's another edge and gone. Bowling! Oh, that's out. Jimmy Anderson, they are absolute corkers, are those.
Straight into the crowd. That's superbly played.
Massive, massive.
For revenge.
For victory.
Fannies, they're all different. They've got their own personalities, or fan analyses, if you'd prefer to call them by their scientific name. different areas, different geographies, different the depth, the width, the juiciness. The police could do a fanny print and easily identify different women by that. But it'd be a bit embarrassing, so they just used probably the finger. Not up there, no. Fingerprint. Sausage, you think I don't know you. And I don't like you. A sausage. What the fuck's this? A sausage. What do I do with this? You know, to be given a sausage when you want a knife. Well, I suppose you can train the sausage to cut things up, but it's going to be a lot of fucking sausage. Good effort. Christmas episode's up for review. And this bloke said, oh, I listened to it. I wasn't too keen, I tell you. That's what he said. And he said, the one thing that actually made me laugh was, is he said, there's a lot of rude words in there. I thought, damn right. Well, he's a bit abrasive. He said this and that. Well, I didn't think he was that funny. And then he really lost me. And this did make me laugh, I have to admit. He really lost me when he made some joke about Cliff Richards being a virgin. I didn't find that funny. I thought, fucking hell, come on, dude. One, but the word virgin is humorous. To anyone over the age of consent, 16, that's funny, right? Calling someone a virgin is funny. That's a fact. Two, Cliff Richard, calling Cliff Richard a virgin is scientifically proved as funny. Not by any scientists, but just because they just... I think saying Cliff Richard is a virgin's funny, and they went, we don't have to do the test, it is. You're fucking right, Hosking. Cliff Richard is saying that he went through the 60s where everyone's taking fucking drugs, they've just got the pill, they're wearing mini skirts, they're gagging for it, right? Sue Barker was looking hot to trot, right? And Cliff Richards, he was a bloody pop star, number one pop star. And he's trying to tell us, right, that he went through the whole decade being a virgin. Come off it. Come the fuck off it. He's bloody dabbled. Right, but somehow, Cliff Richard has decided that being a virgin is going to boost his record sales. And that's what he's done. He's using the mystery element to sell more records. Is he straight? Is he gay? That's his bloody angle. And it somehow bloody worked for 5 decades. You know what I mean? What the fuck? Cliff Richard? Rubbish songs. Why would he keep doing it? Is that gay, non-sex, virgin rubbish? He complained that at some point, some part of it, I said, Cliff Richard is a virgin! And then laughed. And he didn't like that one little bit, let me tell you. And this other bloke said, look, listen, dude, to know the Hosk is to love the Hosk. And I thought, he's bloody right. The Hosk is a volatile character. He's abrasive. He likes to bloody annoy people.
and rub them up the wrong way. He likes to say, he likes to insult people. Just tonight, my sister, earlier this year, she chopped off, like I'm talking a good inch off her finger, and it was a traumatising event. She had to pick up an inch of finger and put it in a bloody bowl with ice in, go up to the hospital, and that's not growing back. She's got like, a weird top of finger added onto it. Prosthetic finger. Added on to it. Anyway, the host finds this funny, so I ended up saying, I'll see you tomorrow, Stumpy. It's funny. It's heartwarming. That's the Hosk in a nutshell. What's Hosk in a nutshell? It's like this. Let me out of this nutshell. Stole that joke from Austin Powers. And I thought it was shit when I heard it then as well. Orgies. Brilliant. Orgies. Hey. Orgies. Brilliant. Nude people rioting. Brilliant. Hey. Hey. So, hey. Hey. The one big thing I have is my penis. Hey.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. He's blind. So we'll hear about that coming up.
Okay, as we head to the break, a look at the...
Yes, indeed, sir. You're
get
fucking
the fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my hand.
And here is... Are the muck-ups.
Safety campaigners have repeated their warnings about the dangers of fireworks after a prankster tried to launch a powerful rocket from his backside. The 22-year-old man suffered serious internal injuries when the Black Cat Thunderbolt rocket ignited during the bonfire night stunt at Monk Weirmouth in Sunderland. Education officials in Pakistan got a surprise when they went to inspect a school near Hyderabad. Instead of classes of pupils, they found... only chickens. The authorities say it appears to have been used as a poultry production centre for the last 12 years. That's the news. Not a moment before time.
John,
have more.
Stop it!
That is 12 o'clock.
You're killing us, John. Stop it, please. Well, no, go home now. You've done enough.
That's enough. Goodbye. Forever.
Happy return. Ken Bruce, BBC Radio
2. Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You know, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed. Yeah, brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths. Oh, yes. Share it. Share the wealth. Yeah, brilliant. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's over. So.